Over 1 billion Muslims around the world are now fasting in the month of Ramadan. As it is called the month of fasting, Muslims are obliged to refrain from having any kind of food and drinks from dawn until dusk. They should also abstain from any wrongdoings. The do's and don'ts in this month make Muslim Iranians change their patterns of life drastically. Most of the people go to mosques or stay up late to pray. Trying a life of virtues, Muslims sympathize with the poor brothers and sisters and do a lot of works for charity, like hosting iftar dinners after sunsets. The government and relief organizations also take some measures, like distributing foods among poor families to make fasting easier for the less fortunate. Not only is Ramadan the month of fasting, but it is also the month in which the whole Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad. Therefore, during this month, Muslims read Quran more and try to recite the entire Quran once or twice. Tens of Quran exhibitions are also held in different cities across the country. The capital hosts the 21st International Holy Quran Exhibition in its Grand Prayer Grounds. Exquisite Quranic works and products are being showcased, and different expert forums are being held to illustrate the role of the Holy Quran in building an Islamic lifestyle. In this episode of Iran Today, we will take a closer look at the Iranians' lives in Ramadan and the 21st Quran Expo being held in Tehran. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar in which Muslims should fast from dawn to dusk. They must also refrain themselves from doing anything which breaks their fast. 10 things invalidate fasting, the most important of which are eating, drinking, smoking, or telling lies about Allah or Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We asked Abu Faz Sajedi, an Islamic studies expert, about the reasons behind setting these rules and regulations.
We are going to be purified in this month. In other words, this is a kind of quarantine spirituality for any perfection, for any development. We need particular plan, particular program, sometimes particular quarantine. When we are going to be quarantined, it means that we should try to control various factors that can influence us. So this program in this month, by various Islamic rulings, we can be prepared spiritually. We can be prepared mindly, we can be prepared bodily, and we can be prepared totally.
Ramadan is a month of celebration for Muslims worldwide. The holy month influences people's lives drastically, especially their routines and types of foods they eat. In Iran, it's also a time for heightened community spirit, with people getting together and holding iftar parties at home or in mosques. Manoucher Sadeghi hosted an iftar dinner for Iran Today. We asked his spouse about the customs in Ramadan.
Among Iranians' customs in the holy month of Ramadan is that they host iftar dinners, which include simple foods like ash, soup, or some other traditional foods. Families gather and enjoy eating together. It's common that the younger meet the elders in the first days of Ramadan. Afterwards, families visit each other in turn.
Zahra Sadeghi thinks family reunion in this month is a salvation.
It is an opportunity for families to see each other. Also, they benefit from the month of God. There's a hadith from the Prophet that says anyone who feeds a fasting Muslim will be immune from the fire of hell. In general, this month abounds with salvation and God's benevolence.
Fasting in this time of the year is a real challenge for Muslims. Under the scorching July and August sun, thirst and hunger become noticeable in Iranian faces at the last hours to the dusk. People in some cities in Iran have to keep their fast in over 50 degrees Celsius for around 17 hours.
Anyway, this is a kind of test. Muslim believers are being tested by God in every day of year. I think people's faith is being evaluated in these long hot days. It is made clear in a hadith that fasting in a hot day is similar to jihad. Anyway, fasting in such a situation helps us increase our faith in God.
Muslim scholars believe that Ramadan is a time for reflection, self-control, and a kind of spiritual tune-up. In this month, people try to overcome their corporeal desires to purify their behaviors in order to show their devotion to God and get closer to Him. This takes its positive effects on people, both individually and socially. Muslims strive to refresh the neglected values and do good deeds.
It is crystal clear that when you have better relation to God, you would have better relation to others. So you would be able to have better community and most comfortable society. So, and therefore we can understand that if we want to make a better society, a better relation to others, to our family, to our relatives, to our close relatives even, we should try to have better relation to God.
Fasting not only includes abstinence from having foods and drinks, but also watching our tongues and lips. We should refrain from saying anything we like. In that case, we can please God.
Based on the statistics issued by Iran's police, crime rates in the first 10 days of Ramadan has dropped drastically as compared to other months. Pickpocketing, for example, has decreased by 23% and murder has dropped by 9%. The number of crimes in this month has been averagely 25%, lower than the number of crimes registered in other months.
The rate of crime has been usually is going to be reduced, and a high level of reduction in various kind of crimes. It means that even the criminal people also, in a spiritual society, they would prevent themselves from crime, because those criminal people, usually they don't think for anything. But you know, when that atmosphere of the space of the society, the space in the family, in the street, in the mosque, everywhere, The space is that you can smell God's presence more than other times.
Based on the Islamic teachings, the holy month of Ramadan has more than 60 names, among which are the month of Allah as well as the month of the Quran. The holy book of the Quran was wholly revealed to Prophet Muhammad in this month as the month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind, and clear proofs of the guidance, and the criterion of right and wrong. Therefore, Muslims are highly encouraged to read or recite Quran in Ramadan and ponder over its meanings. Iran today went to the Grand Mosque of Narmak, in the eastern part of the capital, to ask the Quran reciter there about the importance of reading the holy book of Muslims in the holy month of Ramadan.
The month of Ramadan is the spring of Quran. According to many hadiths, the Quran was wholly revealed in this month. That's why reciting Quran is recommended. And there are many great rewards for that compared to the other months of the year. It is also a hadith that reciting even one ayah in Ramadan equals reciting the whole Quran.
It is also common among Iranian Muslims to read the entire Quran in this month.
The month of Ramadan, in which was revealed the Quran as guidance for mankind. Quran was revealed in the holy month of Ramadan because there is a specific order in the way Muslims pray in Ramadan. I feel this month is a good opportunity to recite the entire Quran.
After the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran, Iranian leaders place a high premium on the Quranic culture. Imam Khomeini embarked on an Islamic government which is founded upon the tenets of Quran.
One of basic institutions that can guide society, guide people, that can train positively or negatively people is the government, is the politics, is the mass media. So we see that after revolution, because of Islamic revolution, we see that there are various kinds of activities that has been done in Iran, in TV, in the radio, and also we see that the people who has memorized Quran, and we see the lots of people they have memorized Quran, and even kids, they try to understand, to recite Quran and memorize it. The number of them has been increased, have been increased a lot.
Since the victory of the Islamic Revolution, tens of Quranic events have been held annually in Iran, along with several national and international Quran exhibitions being held throughout the country. The 21st International Holy Quran Exhibition was kicked off on July the 4th. The month-long exhibition will be continued until August the 6th. This year's exhibition has been held in over 40 sections, among which the Digital Media section, the Islamic Awakening section, the Consultation section, and the section of Quranic Lifestyle are the most important ones. On the sideline of the exhibition, more than 20 forums are held in order that poems and writers can present their works on Quran teachings. A number of Iranian artists are also demonstrating their Quranic artworks. All of pavilions and forums, however, focus their attentions on the theme of the expo, Quranic Lifestyle. Over 50 Quranic products have been unveiled at the year's exhibition focusing on Quranic lifestyle.
The 21st International Holy Quran Exhibition has 40 sections. Its main sections are for the cultural products and domestic and foreign publications. This year, the theme for the exhibition is Islamic lifestyle. One of our significant programs in the exhibition is the issue of family and lifestyle. The section for Quranic family and lifestyle and Islamic consultations are among the most important ones. Due to the revolutions and uprisings in the region, we have tried to make the exhibition more international every year. There are representatives from nearly 30 countries. We have also foreign visitors in the exhibition.
On the first day of Ramadan, July the 11th, in his meeting with reciters and memorizers, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic, re-emphasized on the building of an ideal Quranic society. Quranic guidance and an Islamic lifestyle should be dominant in an Islamic society. The Western culture does not constitute a model or good reason to follow in an Islamic society.
After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Quranic teachings entered different realms of the society in various ways, generally in the establishment of different public institutes to education organizations. But since the leader of the Islamic Republic talked about the Quranic lifestyle, Quran teachings have received huge attention. This notion of Quranic lifestyle is so important for the leader, as he reiterated several times that we could not achieve the Islamic civilization unless we build a Quranic lifestyle. That's why that in the recent years, we have started to work on this subject in the Supreme Council of Cultural Revolution and other research organizations.
In the digital media section, organizations and institutes display over 3,000 digital Quranic products. Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences is one of the prominent institutes in Iran, which mainly provides software services in the field of the Islamic sciences. The institute has put more than 300 products on display in this exhibition.
Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences have presented over 300 products in the exhibition. This year we offer 30 new products in the show. These products are in compact discs as well as offline software. Among the most significant products we have provided for this year are Nur's Jami al-Tafasir software, Jami al-Ahadith, the software for the history of Islamic Iran, the geography of the Islamic world, as well as some newly produced software, including the splendid Hafiz software, the comprehensive Islamic and traditional medicine library, and the software for interpretive ahadith.
The Institute has also prepared software on Muslim families and the Quranic lifestyle.
The content of all the software and product we produced are based on the Islamic teachings, Shia jurisprudence and sayings and lives of Ahlul Bayt. These products can really take huge effect on our style of living. About the Islamic Iranian lifestyle, we have recently designed and produced software called The Successful Family, which is now on display and visitors can buy.
Yasin Amin is another Quranic institute active in the field of digital media.
Yasin Amin Institute has been active in producing Quranic software for more than two decades. We have been working on all Islamic cultural and scientific subjects. One of the newest software which we have made is Atre Gole Narges. The software introduces the life of the 12th Imam to 2 to 9 year old children. Via this software, children travel to different places like Masjid al-Haram and Medina by a spaceship. Look here, we set this destination to Masjid al-Haram, for example. During the travel, the software gives some information on Mecca and Masjid al-Haram, including the history of the mosque and its role and regulations. When we get to the destination, the spaceship lands and enters the city. At the entrance of the city, the child is exposed to four options. Here, you can see the sign of Imam Mahdi's advent. All about the size of the advent, we will be explained in animation.
Over 50 clothing items featuring Islamic Iranian fashions have been presented in this year's exhibition in order to promote Islamic clothing. This section tried to encourage Iranian women to wear hijab, adhering to Islamic dress codes.
This year we have the section of honor and hijab. The section is totally independent from other sections. The issue of hijab is very significant in our country and also in the Islamic world. We took the issue seriously. In the show, the latest models of chador and hijab are presented.
Several events, forums, and sections are also being formed to attract children and teenagers to learn Quranic teachings. Tebyan Cultural and Information Center has been providing Muslim families with reliable information on different Islamic issues for 6 years.
Sections for the teenagers have changed drastically compared to the previous year. This year, more space has been dedicated to the sections for teenagers and the youth. We have provided 15 pavilions for the teenagers. Some of the pavilions are for both boys and girls, and some others are separated. We tried to prioritize teenagers' needs and design the pavilions according to these priorities.
Several sections have been dedicated to the visitors in order that they can consult with experts and scholars in different religious fields.
As visitors showed interest in consultation section in the previous years, this part is more organized this year. Experts from Qom and Tehran have come here to answer people's religious, psychological, or marriage-related questions.
The Islamic Awakening section hosts scholars and activists from 30 Muslim countries. Expert forums are held in this section to discuss the role of Quranic teachings in the process of recent revolutions as well as uprisings in some Muslim countries.
In fact, sacrificing yourself, readiness for martyrdom, and the will to reform are parts of Islamic lifestyle. These concepts are conveyed through different artistic works and also presented by media. Consequently, part of the Islamic lifestyle is achieved in this way. We try to show the political aspects of an ideal Muslim who leads an Islamic lifestyle.
Sectarian violence takes a heavy toll every year in Muslim countries, such as Iraq, Pakistan, and Syria. At the exhibition, the Quranic scholars discussed ways to remove sectarianism and end these brutal attacks with the help of the Quran. We have, without doubt, sent down the Quran, and we will assertly guard it from corruption. While all Shi'at jurisprudence believes that the Quran has remained intact, Wahhabi scholars accuse Shi'at scholars of believing that the Quran has been distorted.
They are accusing not only to this issue, to other issue too. They say that, okay, well, you think the Quran is distorted and your Quran is different from the Qurans of, for example, other Muslims, but it is not the case. We believe that Quran, one of basic character of Quran is that it is not distorted. When we want to compare, on the one hand, our Quran is the same as Quran that other Muslims has it. Other Muslims have it. So it is not very difficult that you compare. There are Qurans that right now we have it in Iran. It is not something that, it is not very difficult to search for this topic, to study whether what is our Quran.
Taking back from their daily routines, in Ramadan, Muslims focus their attentions on the community they live in. They augment their charity works as well as goodwill deeds. Some offer food packages to needy families, and some others host iftar parties, especially for the less fortunate, at mosques or other places.
Fasting is a test. It is a trial. Muslims feel hunger and thirst so that they will help people in need. Muslims are highly recommended to donate in the month of Ramadan. Making charity and hosting iftar dinners help the less fortunate have what they have been deprived in other months of the year.
Also, relief organizations try to give more services to the poor, orphans, and the unemployed in this holy month. Head of the Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation at Tehran explains.
We have launched another project called Miftah al-Jannah for the month of Ramadan. According to this project, the authorities in a county, together with the officials of the Relief Foundation, should visit the unprivileged in order to solve any of their problems with the bureaucracy. Another project in Ramadan is creating self-reliant marketplaces. Actually, the Relief Foundation does not focus its attention on raising money for the poor. We try to help the people who are actually capable enough to work, but do not have any money. We give loans to them, and they start to work. Then they can help the economy of their family as well as the society.
All Muslims across the globe control their desires for the sake of Allah. Using every moment of this month, Muslims try to read and recite Quran more than ever to please their God. It seems that what the Muslim world today needs more is pondering over the meaning of Quran as well as implementing its teachings in their personal and social lives.